A statue honoring Buzz Aldrin, the second man to walk on the moon, was unveiled Friday afternoon on the Rellis campus. In the 1950s, Aldrin trained to be a fighter pilot at the former Bryan Air Force Base before flying to the moon in 1969. Longtime friend, Navy Lieutenant Commander Robert Charles, spoke for Aldrin, who is recovering from pneumonia.
It represents those who fly for this country, do what they can while they can, who rise to defend freedom against whatever and whoever threatens us. They and their families are what this statue represents.
The 93-year-old still found the energy to address the crowd and even crack a few jokes.
What an honor it is today to see such a handsome guy replicated in gold.
The statue, sculpted by Navasota artist J. Payne Lara, depicts the young fighter pilot in the Apollo 11 flight path that he flew with Neil Armstrong and Michael Collins. It stands in front of the newly renovated Rellis Chapel. October is Cybersecurity Awareness Month, and it's the eighth year the city of Bryan is participating. The four main topics covered are the same as last year. Chief Information Security Officer Scott Smith says that's because threats are not changing.
If you'd asked me 5 years ago, is phishing still going to be the main attack vector? And I said, no, they'll probably go off to something else, but it's still profitable.
Phishing attacks, which are conducted by email, have surged 173% in the third quarter of this year. Smith says AI is making them even harder to detect.
It's going to lower the barrier to entry for folks that aren't maybe, you know, English as a first language, because it translates so well. So the emails that you can pick out today that are kind of broken English maybe are going to be much more difficult to detect, because all I can do is paste, write better, and it spits out wonderful English.
The four main topics covered during Cybersecurity Awareness Month are passwords, multi-factor authentication, phishing, and software. You can find more information online at bryantx.gov/cyberaware. During last week's College Station City Council meeting, Code Enforcement Supervisor Tommy Schilling provided an update on code enforcement efforts. Schilling's presentation had picture examples of different code enforcement violations. The example of hoarding showed a picture of someone's backyard taken from the neighbor's property. This drew questions from Councilwoman Elizabeth Kuna.
It's a 4-foot fence, or like you guys are like trying to look over a 6-foot fence? Well, I'm just trying to get the idea.
Well, it's a 6-foot fence, but when I'm 6'2½", it's kind of easy to take those photos.
I'm 5 foot. I couldn't take such a photo.
Kuna continued to question someone's right to store things in their own backyard.
We are looking over the fence into people's backyards because people like to take pictures of other people's houses and yards, right? We know this. And so that's a prosecutable violation.
Schilling says because the neighbor allowed them on her property, they were legally able to take the photos. Councilman Dennis Maloney agreed with Schilling's point that hoarding is also a health and safety concern.
I understand that completely because I had a neighbor there. He accumulated a lot of stuff. And then when they got tired of living there, the rats came over to my house and I pulled 18 of them out of my house. So I'm happy to see that you look after that.
College Station residents can use the See Click Fix website or app to report code enforcement violations and other non-emergency items. Brazos County property owners who chose the split payment option for their 2022 property taxes are reminded the deadline to pay the second half is this Friday. If you want to make the payment in person, tax assessor collector Christy Rowe suggests coming early.
We do get very, very busy at the end of every month because we have, of course, all the folks that are wanting to register their vehicles because their vehicle registration's expiring. And so that happens at the end of every month. And Fridays are generally busy as well.
Rowe encourages property owners to have all the information they need before coming to the tax office.
Make sure that the staff is picking up everything they need them to. Some folks have multiple properties, and so having that list of properties, the property ID numbers, copies of your statement, whatever you can provide is going to make things much cleaner and easier.
In-person payments must arrive at the tax office before 4:30 on Friday. You can also make payments online at brazostax.org, by phone, or Dropbox before 5 p.m. on Friday.